lines are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you everybody for joining me to hear the show today. We are going to talk about a topic that's unfortunately controversial when it comes to the scriptures. And I tell everybody there's no gray areas of scriptures. It's just our gray understanding. The scriptures are pretty black and white on every situation. It's just our own human wisdom that makes us think that our Creator has these gray areas for us to be able to bend some rules according to the way we think. Well, as we read our devotional today, we're going to see a topic that a lot of people seem to create gray areas around, but to me, it seems quite clear and simple about this topic. Black and white, not gray. So let's look, and it says here, the title is Double-Edged Sword. And it says, in starting off to read a scripture or a series of some scriptures, and that would be Hebrews 4, verses 1 to 16. So I'm going to start off by reading this devotional and starting that off by reading Hebrews 4, 1 to 16. And it says, promised rest for Yahweh's people. Promised rest for Yahweh's people. Yahweh's promises of entering his rest still stands. So we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fall to experience it or fail to experience it. For this good news that Yahweh has prepared, this rest has been announced to us just as it was then. But it did them no good because they did not share the faith of those who listened to Yahweh. For only we who believe can enter his rest. As for others, Yahweh says, in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter the place of rest. Even though this rest has been ready since it was made, he made the world, we know it is ready because of the place in the scriptures where it mentions the seventh day. On the seventh day, Yahweh rested from all his work. But in the other passage, Yahweh said, they will never enter my place of rest. So Yahweh's rest is there for people to enter, but those who first heard this good news failed to enter because they disobeyed Yahweh. So Yahweh set another time for entering his rest, and that time is today. Yahweh announced this through David much later in the words already quoted. Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Verse 8, now if Joshua had succeeded in giving them rest, Yahweh would not have spoken about another day of rest still to come. So there is a special rest still waiting for the people of Yahweh. For all people who have entered into Yahweh's rest have rested from their own labors, just as Yahweh did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey Yahweh, as the people of Israel did, we will fall. For the word of Yahweh is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest of two-edged swords, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from Yahweh. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one whom we are accountable. Yeshua is our high priest. Verse 14. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Yeshua, the son of Yahweh, let us hold firm to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of our same testing we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious Elohim. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was Hebrews 14 verses 1 to 16. And now I read the devotional for today from the Suffer Well devotional series. It says, no creature is hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Hebrews 4:13. We are all completely exposed. Do I have your attention? This is the ICU part of my word. I watch everything with purpose, precision, and intent. This includes all matters of the heart, especially your attitude about my commands. In this instance, I am showing you my Sabbath rest. It is a fool who tests me by regulating my set-apart day as a penitent to suit his culture and lifestyle. I have picked the day. Yes, it is the seventh day, for he has spoken in certain place of the seventh day in this way. And the Mighty One rested on the seventh day from all his works, Hebrews 4:4. And it is not and will not change. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of the Almighty. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as the Mighty One who did from him, from his. Hebrews 4:9-10. Go back into history of my chosen people, and the confirmation of which day is the Sabbath is simple. Even the modern calendar you have embraced, although pagan in origin, has my seventh day correctly identified. Enough of this pick a day, any day mindset that permits or permeates the conscience of followers who claim to serve me. It's not a kingdom mindset. Dare you stand against me? I see the lack of investment you make in confirming my word. You find scripture verse sound bites that you suit your pleasure, and then you build an entire theology around them. With that mindset, try these. Search me, O Mighty One, and know that my heart, try me and know that my anxieties, and see that if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me to the way of everlasting. Psalms 139, 23 to verse 24. For if we will judge ourselves, we cannot be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by Yahweh, that we may not be condemned with the world. 1 Corinthians 11:31 to 32. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect, the will of the Mighty One. Romans 12:2. Seven is completion in my kingdom language. Yes, including completion of the week, loved one. It is confirmed by the words of Yeshua himself. In Matthew 24:20, it says, and pray that your fight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. Do you think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets? I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. If the Sabbath was alerted to pick a day, any day, or change to the first day of the week, my son's own words would be lies. Instead, I call all of my people to rest on the same day, as I commanded, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Master, one faith, one baptism, one Almighty Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians 4, verses 3 to 6. It is the Sabbath rest of resting of the mind. Resting on the seventh day is proof that you trust me to supply all your needs for the next 6 days according to my riches and glory. Philippians 4, 19. Are you a child of light who trusts my supply, or a child of darkness who goes on his own way? The word says that your fruit will reveal which you are. Matthew 7, 15 to 20. And then we end off again with a reminder of Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of the Mighty One is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even into the division of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is the reading for today of the devotional. And I want to talk to you a little about what the Bible says here about obedience. Obedience to a wonderful creator. What it says. It says in Deuteronomy 21, 18 and 19, if a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they discipline him, will not listen to them, then his father and mother shall take him and bring him out of the elders of his city, of the gate, of a place where he lives. And we see in 1 Samuel 15:22, and Samuel said, as Yahweh has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of Yahweh. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen is better than the fat of rams. Genesis 22:18 says, "And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Isaiah 1:19 says, "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." And 1 Peter 1:14 says, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance." Romans 6:16, "Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or obedience, which leads to righteousness?" Joshua verse 1:7 says, "Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the law of my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful in wherever you go." Romans 16 verses 26 to 27, "But has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all the nations according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about all obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore, to Yeshua Messiah." 1 Peter 1:22, "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly with a pure heart." And Romans 5:19, "For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous." Hallelujah. We have to understand and grasp the concept of obedience and love and what it says in Scripture. In John 14:23, Yeshua answered and said to them, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him and will come to him and make our dwelling with him." 1 John 4:19 says, "We love because he first loved us." 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be firm, steadfast, and always fully devoted to the work of Yahweh, knowing that Yahweh in your labor is not vain." And then Leviticus 22:31 says, "Be careful to observe my commandments. I am Yahweh." John 14:21 says, "Whoever does my commandment, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by the Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." And then Matthew 22 verses 36 to verse 40. "Teacher, which is the greatest of the commandments of the law?" And Yeshua replied, "Love Yahweh with all your heart and soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is love your neighbor as you love yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Love, love. And then we look at the joy that is supposed to be ours when we come to know Yeshua. And nothing should take our joy away. And we look at the idea of joy and obedience going hand in hand. Deuteronomy 5:33 says, "But following exactly the way that Yahweh your Elohim commanded, that you may live and prosper and may have a long life in a land which you are possessing or possesses." Romans 12:1 says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of Yahweh's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Yahweh. This is your true and proper worship." Romans 15:32 says, "So that I may come to you with joy by Yahweh's will and your company be refreshed." Psalms 119:47-48 says, "For I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees." And Hebrews 12:2 says, "Fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of the faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the stake, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand in the throne of Yahweh." We have to understand, and I've been telling people over and over again, whether you want to pick and choose, there's no neutrality with our Creator, and there's clearly consequences for disobedience to his holy word. Not your feelings or not your thoughts, but his word. There's severe consequences to this. It says in Proverbs 3:11, "My son, do not despise Yahweh's discipline, and do not resent or rebuke." There are consequences for this, and we need to understand this, and we need to understand the obedience that comes and the blessings that come along with obedience. And why is it important to be obedient to our Creator's word? It says in John 7:17, "If anyone's will is to do Yahweh's will, he will know whether the teaching is from Yahweh or whether I'm speaking of my own authority." We must understand this. It is better to obey than for sacrifice. We must get this. And when we look at the condemnation of the Holy Spirit, we understand the obedience and the importance of the word. It says in John 14, 21, whoever has my commandments and keep them, it is he who loves me. It is he who loves me, who has my commandments. It says in John 15, 10, if you will keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So we look at all the great examples of obedience in the scriptures, and we see them all humbling themselves. And we see what they were willing to do. Hebrews 11, 8 says, by faith, Abraham was called up to go to a place he would later receive his inheritance. He obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. He obeyed and went, even though he did not know. And Philippians 2, 8 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death. Even death on the cross. Obedient to death. Obedient to death. Even when Yeshua told Yahweh told Abraham to sacrifice his own son, Abraham was willing to listen and be obedient. We must be obedient. But then we go and we look at this set apart fourth commandment of the Sabbath day. And we look at the way Christianity today traditionally thinks about the Sabbath day and twists the teaching around. And starts twisting the idea about this important rest day around. And we look at what they say and how they twist it around, trying to confuse many people. It says in the scriptures, the enemy, Satan, he's the author of confusion. The double-mindedness about people saying they believe and love Yeshua, but then they go and break his commandments. And we look at it as an example of the most common commandments that are broken. Is a seventh-day Sabbath, the holy Sabbath day. They start teaching that we don't have to do it. We shouldn't be doing it. This is exactly the enemy's trick to make people depart from our Creator's guidelines and instructions. You're not putting your full heart into it. There's no neutrality with a Christian or anything less. Anything less. Anything less is not your full heart. It says in Genesis 2:23, by the seventh day Yahweh had finished his work and had been doing so. On the seventh day he rested from all his work and he blessed the seventh day and he made it holy the seventh day. He says in Exodus 20, verse 8 to 10, remember this Sabbath day. Sabbath means Saturday. It says by keeping it holy. The word holy means set apart. 6 days you should labor and you should do no work. But on the seventh day is the Sabbath. You shall not do any work. And then in Deuteronomy 5, 12, it says observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. As your Elohim, God has commanded you to do. He rested on this day. He told us to rest on this day. We need to get this. We need to understand this. It was this time he called apart for us. This time he called apart to bless us. And then you see the traditional Christianity teaching against this today. They say, watch out for those people that say we need to keep the Sabbath on Saturday. You know, and I admit there are people out there that are legalists. And they make this a salvation issue, but we already talked about the importance of blessings and obedience and how they go hand in hand. For we're only saved by the blood of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. We don't keep the commandments to be saved, but we should keep his commandments because we are saved, because we love him. And yes, as we do have to watch out for anyone that commands us and says we have to do something to earn our salvation, I say we have to do something to prove our redemption. That's what we have, our changed heart. Our pierced heart. This is what we must understand. But we can't not keep the commandments and expect to get the blessings of our wonderful Creator. We're not loving our Creator with a full heart if we're going to break the very things he tells us to do. We can't live in sin and expect the Holy set-apart Spirit to be in joy about that. The Holy Spirit would never confirm and make us feel good about living in sin. So many people, they walk around and they start using these scriptures like Galatians 5:1 says, for freedom in Yeshua has set us free. Stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. And in Corinthians 3:17 says, now Yahweh is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of Yahweh is, there is freedom. And many people use that as an excuse to live in sin and use against our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And they get themselves in big trouble because they choose the side of Satan, the side of the enemy, the side of disobedience. Know the truth and the truth will set you free. The truth of Yeshua should help us to run to God's instructions and commandments, not from them. It's only the enemy of confusion that does that. So for when everybody says that their freedom is not keeping the guidelines and instructions, they are twisting scripture and moving that around. Then they start giving you things like Romans 6:4 says, for sin shall not be master of you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. And I tell you, if you are under grace, if you are keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and you love our Elohim, and you're fully giving Him your full heart, you don't need to worry about the consequences of the law because you're keeping the law. You don't have to worry about getting a ticket for passing a red light if you're not keeping the red light, if you're not passing the red light. But I'll tell you what, those of you that make a mockery out of our commandments, scriptures, and twist it around and say you no longer have to do that and it's okay, you're asking for yourself. You're putting yourself in great danger. Great danger. And that's what Christianity is teaching today when they're teaching people you no longer have to keep the holy set apart days of our Creator. Now you got people keeping pagan holidays and worshiping feast day holidays more important than holy days. And it's created a big problem today. Because it shows where people's real hearts are. Their minds aren't into this. They're not reading the scriptures. They're listening to strangers. And they're getting themselves in trouble. They're getting themselves in big trouble. There's no faith if you're living a life against the commandments of our Creator. I tell you that again and I say that. There's no faith if you're living a life of sin and making a practice out of it. For if you believe our Creator and His words, you're going to want to follow His words. You're not going to make excuses to get away from them. Yeshua died, and by Him and only through Him are we redeemed and set free from the death penalty that we deserved. And because of that, is our only chance to get off death row, is our only chance at salvation. But that is not an excuse to go and live in sin. It's like you're on death row, you get set free, but before we were set free, our Creator gave us a book and said, change your life, live by this book, and you will never be back on death row. But many people go back out in the street, and they live the same exact life they lived before they were there. They just put different words to their lips. But if you're living in sin, you're living in sin. It doesn't matter how many times you proclaim something with your lips. Your heart needs to be changed, not just your lip service. We understand our Creator wanted to bless us. He wanted to bless us and give us this rest and peace. You know, rest is one of the most important things, and He knew man would just work so hard and not follow His guidelines and instructions, so He made this an important part of His holy word. He made this important for us, for man. The Sabbath was made for man because He knew we wouldn't listen. The Sabbath was made for man, and if man is wise, they're going to listen. It says in Mark 2:27, the Sabbath was made to meet the needs of people. To meet the needs of people. Our Creator doesn't need something from us. He wants to give us and help us. And He tells us when the Sabbath is. There's only one Sabbath. Just like I say, you can't have incomplete love, because then it's not love, it's something else. You can't have neutrality without Creator, and you can't twist around the days. Yes, you want to worship, praise, and rest other days, go right ahead, but that's not the Sabbath. He doesn't say keep a day holy, He says keep the seventh day, the Sabbath day holy. Do not work on that day. Everybody in Scripture, including Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, upheld the written commandment to keep the Sabbath. And everything that it called us to do. And never was it broken. Our Messiah could never sin. And He never sinned. He never broke it. Just because a man-made Jewish traditional system of laws would claim one thing. Yeshua never broke the Sabbath or the commands of our Creator. No matter how much the Pharisees and sages wanted to say He did. This was His problem with them. We must follow the example of our Creator. And our Creator knows how important we need that rest. He knew how much we were going to overwork. And He wanted to bless us with just another great reward of our obedience. To come to a quiet place and get some rest. It says in Mark 6:31, then because so many people were coming and going, that they did not even have a chance to eat, He said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Our Creator watches over us, and He understands and He knows what we need. He knew before time how we were going to overwork and try to do more. But it says in Exodus 20, verse 11, when He was creating everything, you know, even in the heavens and the earth, the sea and all of them, He rested on the seventh day, setting the example for us. Setting the example for us. And do you understand our Creator is the greatest gift giver? He gives us gifts. And He gave us rest as a great gift. The Sabbath is one of the greatest blessings we could ever have. One of the greatest blessings we could ever have is the Sabbath. And it's such a shame that so many people ignore it. So many people ignore the gift of the Holy Spirit. So many people ignore the gift of redemption that Yeshua brings. So many people ignore the gift of the Sabbath. And some people try to mix and choose and pick and choose it. All is your full heart into this. Is your full heart into this. Hallelujah. Psalm 62, 1-2 says, truly my soul finds rest in Yahweh. My salvation comes from Him. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. And I will never be shaken. For it says in the scriptures, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. And in this hectic, crazy world, we know He's given us every opportunity to do this. In His instructions, He's given us the time to take this rest. Yes, rest every day. Praise every day. Go out there every day. But don't show Him disobedience and disrespect by not accepting the wonderful gift He's given us of this seventh-day Sabbath. And you know, there's something special about corporate prayer, about praying together, and there's something really powerful about that. Well, there's also something very powerful about corporate rest, and this is what He calls us to do, corporate rest, that we all rest together. And it is a beautiful thing. It's a really beautiful thing. And then we see a whole bunch of people out there that call themselves believers or Christian. There's no peace amongst them. And I'm just looking at the definition of Scripture. Those that are obedient to Him, those that desire to follow His word are called righteous. And those that choose to live in sin and make excuses for it are called wicked. And Isaiah 48:22 says there's no peace for the wicked. And I tell you to look at your own fruit in your own life and your own situations. You start keeping the Sabbath on the seventh day and a Saturday when it was meant to be. And you start looking at and seeing the peace in your life versus you start disobeying that commandment or any of our Creator's commandments, and look how there's no peace in your life. That's your choice, your call. But if you love our Creator with His full heart, you'll take these words to heart and just try it. Try it and see. Taste and see how good He is. Hallelujah, as it says, Psalms 34. That is our word for today on this Holy Sabbath day, Saturday. And remember, every word, there were no names for the days. They all had numbers, but the only day that was named was the Sabbath, which today is translated to our Saturday. And that's the day we must keep our rest. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. May Yahweh be with you this day. Please, I don't just want to preach to the choir. If you haven't believed this before or understand this or even disagree, please contact me or if you're willing to discuss this more. And thank you, everybody. Have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
Just one glimpse of your cross. Changed every one of us. Just one whisper of your love, and we are undone. Just one drop of amazing grace, one reflection of